Start.
Movement.
Speak.
Live in hope.
Toward the peak.
On Youth Station.
Youth Station. Youth Station.
I am a Muslim.
I am a Muslim.
Islamite.
Islamite.
Allah my Lord.
Allah my Lord.
His word Quran.
His word Quran.
Muhammad Prophet.
Muhammad Prophet.
Praise be upon.
Praise be upon.
I am Muslim for all of time.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and other life forms. Welcome to yet another episode of Youth Station, brought to you by IRB English Radio. I am Zainab in the studio. I have the honor of being joined by my brother and co-host.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, brother Habib, at your service.
Wa alaikum salam.
Thank you guys for joining us. And today, what are we going to be talking about, sister?
Today, I thought we'd talk about, this is definitely something you can put your two cents in because you'd be speaking from personal experience. A lot of people from all over the world, they have this ambition, like this goal of going and living in America. Like it's been...
The American dream.
There we go, the American dream. It's been the goal of some, it's been the goal of people since that nation was like constituted and established. They would migrate from all over Asia, Europe, but not Australia for some reason.
People were actually going, would go to Australia.
Yeah, exactly, because it was a new land, right?
Yeah.
To go and live in America, and like you said, to chase the American dream.
Usually the people who want to go to America are usually people from the third world countries.
True.
Or who consider themselves from third world countries.
People whom America considers a third world countries.
There are also categories of people, classifications of people who want, for example, for media reasons, like they want to become famous people, like John Oliver. And for example, actors, actresses, you know, America is the capital of media.
Exactly, Hollywood.
Right? Hollywood and stuff like that. And there are people who want to expand their companies. People who want to base their companies in the United States because of the, you know, it being a capital of investment, a capital in...
entrepreneurship.
Exactly.
And it's got a very booming, very thriving economy, right? Mm. And the thing about it is I think people believe that anything can happen in America.
They see it as a chance for a better
life. Yeah, exactly. A chance for a better life. But you know what's news? Apparently, Forbes.com has reported recently that due to some ongoing factors in America, including inflation and weird gun policies, have been leading Americans to want to leave the States.
It is very weird.
Their gun policies are for real.
Yeah,
weird.
Like mass shootings have become something ordinary in
exactly.
the news.
It's like
every day you see someone, like a mass shooting.
Yeah, it's like a Tuesday morning thing.
And now, of course, you know, like how we said, these reasons why people go, cultural reasons, transportation. Some people I know want to go to America for health reasons.
Yeah.
For doctors, the medical opportunities that are available.
Medical care is, their health care is really awful too. That's
another.
But like, so basically these things, gun policies, racism, politics, capitalism, the fact that their politicians are just getting older and older. All of these reasons have been leading Americans to want to leave the States. And no one talks about that side of the story.
Yes, yes. I always tell people, like, you guys dream of going to the United States. You guys, I'm not sure you guys are going to be able to live there.
It ain't all that.
From the culture point of view, from the, like, alien point of view,
yeah,
where
exactly.
you're an outsider.
Yeah.
And I always tell them about this street, right? There's this
Where did
Anaheim,
you guys live
California,
when you guys, okay.
Right? So in Los Angeles, it's literally just one cross of a street between the best of houses and the homeless people sleeping
exactly.
on the streets.
And that's crazy.
I remember walking with my father, you know, like, it's like because we go to LA because he used to buy clothes, you know, from like the shipment would come to Los Angeles.
Yeah.
He would go over there. And he would put on the car. We would walk a little bit to see what's new in the streets and everything. And I literally remember this. It's like you're seeing the best of buildings, the best architectures.
High-end buildings, real modern.
Exactly. And you're seeing, like it's a city, like a utopia city.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You just cross the street.
You
literally, you're waiting for that red light, right? You're waiting for your turn to cross the street. when you cross the street, all of a sudden it begins. You start to smell that
that stench.
That eerie smell.
Yeah.
And you start seeing families living on the streets.
Yeah,
families living on the street, eating from whatever is left over from people. And usually
digging through the trash.
Yeah, and of course these homeless people know how to be homeless. Because you have to have a place close to a gym where they could shower, for example. Or close to a restaurant where the leftover foods, they could take it. That's one aspect that people usually forget.
You guys are listening to Youth Station here on IRB English Radio. We're going to be back after a short break, so stay with us.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Youth Station.
What people
they
see,
assume is,
or what is assumed as the best of countries, there are various lines of poverty, there are various lines of middle class people. And who says that you're going to live as one of the, you know, top-ranked rich people
exactly,
in the United States?
Exactly. I mean, those who do make it in the States... I'm not saying that people don't succeed there, but those who actually do make it are not the majority of people who migrate to the States. They can be really racist, especially when you go to, like, the South, the rednecks. Why?
It's very hard. You know, I remember this. I remember a story from my father. He was with his friend, and they were going to, if I'm not wrong, Nebraska. And it was a restaurant. They were sitting down in the restaurant, and... they wanted to order their food. Mm. People around them, the waitress herself, told them to get out. Why? Because they're Arab. And my father's friend was, you know, kind of brown-skinned.
Oh.
So it really just gave off.
Like, so, and this was like, what, 15, 20 years ago?
25 years ago.
Ooh, yeah, no. That wasn't a good time to be an Arab in the States.
Yeah, yes. Very dangerous.
Very hard times.
Very dangerous. Of course, Los Angeles, New York... because of the diversity available in California, in New York, for example, in Michigan,
those are
much easier places to live in. You know, in Michigan, you walk in the streets and you see restaurants written in Arabic. You know, it's like you're living in Guzar Khan. Oh, you know Guzar Khan? It's like the Arab market.
Yeah.
Like, you know how you guys have Chinatown?
Exactly. Y'all got
Guzar
Arab
Khan is Arab town. Michigan, especially Dearborn, is Arab town.
Exactly. On one hand, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, "Inna." Y'all got a problem in this corner of the world, move. You're not a tree. Go to another corner where you can find provisions, where you can provide for your family, where you can safeguard your religion, where you won't be oppressed.
Go to Canada.
Oh my God, yes.
Canada is
actually very accepting of immigrants because their labor is really expensive.
I have my cousins.
They're like their local labor force. And also their population is like crazy low.
I have my cousins in Canada. They're actually happy with the country. It's cold.
I like the cold.
No, some Arabs don't like the cold. Anyway.
True. So on one hand, there's this, right? Go to other places. Allah says, I created this world hella vast. Y'all can just go and explore. But then on the other hand, I feel like a lot of the persecution that they face, especially when they go to Western countries, they wouldn't face if they would just sit in their countries, in their watan, as they say, right? In their homeland, their birthplace, and try to rebuild it. Instead of, you know, abandoning ship like that.
Sometimes saying it is very easy and doing it is very hard.
True.
And you have to go out. Of course, when you go out of your country, people usually think about the worldly side too. Moving to a different country, to this country or that country. For example, no one's thinking about going to, this country in the Middle East. I'm not going to run away from my problems in the Middle East to the Middle East.
To another place.
Or to Asia. I'm actually talking with people these days who are thinking about immigrating. And I always tell them that you're always thinking about the worldly matters. When you go there, you're going to get it. You're going to feel much more relaxed than you are in the current country you're living in. For example, this country doesn't have any electricity, no water, no gas. But at the end of the day, if you go there, there's one thing you have to keep in mind, and that is you and your children. Why?
How are you going to raise them?
How are you going to raise them, one? And two, religion.
Yes, it's such an
important
factor,
though.
Not only culture,
right? Like, leave the Arab culture alone. Leave the, you know, the Middle East culture alone. there's this, you know, religious factor in it. We see it in the second generation of immigrants, the third generation of immigrants. They lose the language.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When they lose the Arabic language, when they lose that language that connects them to the religion, their lifestyle
they can't
changes.
Connect us. Yeah, they
the
can't.
Liberal lifestyle comes and changes them.
For sure.
The concept of, you know, being free and, you know, there are a lot of topics
being
that
totally
might be sensitive
whitewashed.
To talk to
yeah.
people because they might find them harsh. But that's the reality, you know. You're not
going to
be acceptance
harsh.
Of various laws. You're not going to be questioning and doubting various laws. Anyway,
yeah, exactly.
It's a problem, really. Like, you cry for Imam Hussein, right? But what gives you the certainty that your children will cry for Imam Hussein?
Scary.
I'm not saying that everyone is living in an Islamic country is going to be able to raise their children correctly.
Nor are we saying that everyone who
lives
moves
outside
to the West
is going to lose their children. But we're saying that it's much harder.
The
much
risks
harder.
Are higher, yeah.
Yeah, the risk is higher. And the environment that you're living in is very dangerous.
Are you
know?
Glad you moved out of the
I
States?
I am very happy, unlike my sister.
She hates
it. Yeah, she hates it here. Not here. She hates the fact that she's living in a, you know...
In the States.
Not in the
she'd
States.
She'd like to go back.
Yeah. And the reality is that when we came to these Islamic countries, we were like aliens. Right? So it took us time to get used to, you know...
And you adapted better, obviously.
Way. And... Also, the Arabs who are religious people who, you know, become aliens in different countries also have this, you know, problem.
For
like,
sure.
We have to get used to, you know, certain things. I'm not going to go into details because some of them might be very sensitive.
Yeah. Anyway. I actually had a friend, he lived in LA as well. And then when he was a kid, him and his brother, it was him and his father came to the decision to move the family to D.C. because there was like a tighter Muslim community there. And he thought that is necessary for the religious and spiritual upbringing of his kids. And I thought that was like some boss move, you know, like more power to you, man, to like be living in the West, the like the most Western West of all Wests. And be living in freaking LA and then be like, no, I ain't going to raise my boys here. I'm going to go somewhere else that they can find a community. And like fast forward 25 years, his kids finished their degree and then came and became seminary students and then went back home and got stuff done. You know, that's like, I feel that's literally the definition of best of two worlds.
Yeah.
Right, because they lived well when they were in Qom as seminary students, which it's so worth it. The fulfillment and the gratification that comes with it, you feel like you conquered some huge dragons. Anyway, we're almost out of time. Just to wrap this up, we want to say that not everything about the States is bad, obviously. Who am I to judge? Not everything about not the States, countries other than the States is bad. We are allowed to travel the world in order to build a better future for ourselves and our future generations. But we need to get this idea out of our head that the States...
The grass is not always greener on the other side.
Beautiful. Thank you, bro. And thank you to our listeners for being with us on this episode of Youth Station. Until another salam and greeting, I leave y'all in the care and protection of the Almighty.
I have what I have. My love is strong because of you. In weakness I am braver, my defender and my savior, my giver and my taker. Abiding in silence with patience and guidance, aware when I need you, the light when I seek you, justice, forgiveness, the strength in my weakness and my